pro-Palestine supporters crowded the streets of London, marching in their thousands to demand the end of the UK government's support for Israel and complicity in its ongoing war crimes. The demonstrators took part in an annual rally to commemorate the ethnic cleansing of Palestine in 1948. But this demonstration was no ordinary march. Endorsed by Jeremy Corbyn, it was also led by a Palestinian icon.
Led by Ahed Tamimi, a contingent of thousands of pro-Palestine supporters are marching through the streets of London today to demonstrate their solidarity with the Palestinian people on Nakba Day.
People of all origins stood together at the demonstration, chanting and marching against Israel's illegal occupation, siege, and constant slaughter of Palestinian civilians.
Well, I'm here in solidarity with Palestinian people. I'm Jewish. I'm a member of something called the Jewish Socialist Group. And we think it's important to express that Israel doesn't do these things in our name. It might try to pretend it does it in the name of all Jews, but there are plenty of Jews who are opposed to what's going on.
And right up until today, the Palestinians don't have self-determination, they don't have freedom, they have no right to return. Many have been driven out of their homes have been demolished. So we are standing here and showing solidarity for the Palestinians.
Protesters voiced their disgust at the actions of Israel towards the Palestinians, citing examples from the Nakba in 1948 to the recent bombings of Gaza, resulting in the murder of 28 people, including 3 children and 2 pregnant women.
In 1948, the Nakba happened. 10 years after that, Palestine was still occupied. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, not just 70 years, 71 years. Enough is enough. It's time that Palestine and the Palestinians were free. So we're out on the streets of London today to demand that. Nothing should stop the international community from acting to actually force Israel to adhere to United Nations resolution, to international law.
As Ahed Tamimi eloquently addressed London, right down the road from Downing Street, protesters cheered in solidarity with the Palestinian icon as they demanded their calls to action be heard by the UK government. Robert Inlakesh, Press TV, London.